This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. You can text in. You can jump in on this 713-572-4610. And first off, We've told you, I said 10-7. I look at the schedule, and we can look at this thing in a couple of ways, Clint. We can look at the schedule. I said 10-7. You said 9-8. And there are folks in here. One person said, the only way I can see 9-8 is if the defense takes a step back, and I just don't see that happening. People seem to be down on that 9. Most everyone I have seen, and I'm not surprised, but most everyone I have seen, when I say like most, I would say 98% of the people have been in double digits when it comes to wins that people have sent in. But we can roll through this thing, Clint. We can roll through this thing quickly right here as they kick it off against the Rams in L.A. You see that as a win?
No.
I don't either. All right. They then play the Bucks at home. I see that as a win. You see that as a win?
Bucks at home?
Yes. Monday Night Football. I got that. I think that's a win. I'm getting scared. How you gonna get to this 9?
Yeah, I'll go Bucks win.
Yeah, that's a win. At Jacksonville,
win.
Win. I would do that at Jacksonville. There's a win. Tennessee, that's a win.
Win.
Yep. Baltimore,
loss.
Yeah, that's an L. I would agree. Seattle at Seattle Monday Night Football. I have that as a loss.
I would go with a loss there as well.
Yeah. All right. Then they got that 3 in a row at home. I think they go 3-0 in this stretch against San Francisco, Denver, and Jacksonville.
No chance.
You don't think they win all three of those? I think they win all three of those. Who do you see them losing to? You got San Francisco, Denver, and Jacksonville.
I think San Francisco gets them and potentially Denver.
But you think they'll at least lose one of those games?
I'll go with one for the sake of getting to 9. So what does that put me at?
I stopped counting yours. All right, and then we I'm sure somebody is. Tennessee at Tennessee, win.
Yes.
Yeah, I got that as a win. You are slow on the draw on that win at Tennessee. Buffalo at home,
loss.
I think I had that one as a win. Buffalo. I think they do get one of these games. I think I had Buffalo as a win. At Kansas City, I have as a loss.
Loss.
And then they got home Arizona,
win.
And then home Raiders.
Win.
At Chargers. I have that loss. As a loss. And then they come home to the Colts.
That's the one.
I have them as a win.
That's the one that can get hairy for me. I'll give them a win just for the sake of getting in the playoffs right there.
But, I think 9-8 and 10-7, when you look at this schedule and the questions that they have, especially offensively on this team, and understanding injuries, whatever may happen, I think 9-8, 10-7 is fair. I think that's a fair thing. And as I said, you can send in and text in, give us your thoughts. How do you see this thing going? But I guess maybe you don't have to, but explain how you can get to 9-8. Because people just, there's some people who just are really flabbergasted.
Yeah, I think it's really easy. I think you lost to Will Levis and the Titans last year. So let's first of all, those things are going to happen throughout a year. So not going down and just picking every game, but those things are going to happen throughout the year. Right, I think the 49ers, the Rams, the Broncos, I think those teams are going to be better than most folks think. So just to go down there and chalk it up, like Vegas thinks that right now they've set the Rams line at 9.5, which is like the Texans, the Chargers line at 9.5, like the Texans, the 49ers at 10.5, like the Texans, right? The Bills 11.5. I think the opponents are going to be better than we think, and I don't know what in the hell the Texans are going to look like. Look, the reality of it is, it's not about the schedule for me. It's about landing in the middle somewhere, because I believe you are significantly less talented than you were last year on the offensive side of the football. I think
at least more questions.
I think you are taking a huge risk with a play caller that's never called plays before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think it is. There is some risk associated with the fact that we're going to see C.J. Stroud with more control at the line of scrimmage. And I think this will be the first time at the NFL level that we've seen that. So we don't know exactly how that's going to go. This team, Joe Mixon, key player, was injured several times. You look at Nico Collins. He's a great player. Been injured every year. At one point or another. So staying healthy is going to be a problem. It's easy for me to get to a spot where I feel safest going 9 wins and not getting into the double digit form for all of those reasons.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not crazy. I don't know how anybody in their right mind can sit here with everything I just said. There's no Laremy Tunsil. There's no Steph Diggs. There's no Tank Dell. The people that you brought in to replace them are either have played in the league and not been anywhere remotely close to as good as the ones that left, or they're rookies and you have no idea what the hell they're going to bring to the table. And the play caller, I don't know how anybody gets real turned on into double 10, 11, 12, 13 wins with all that going on.
And with all of that going on, the Texans have not reached a point of, like someone just texted in, well, what about the other teams? Do they have problems? Do they have questions? Like, the Texans just haven't gotten to a point where we can look at them and they've shown us that they are going to be just straight up consistent. Like, that we know. Like, not the hey, you had a bad night thing, but going to be consistent. That's why the last 2 years they've won 10 games. Right? They've had moments where they lose to Tennessee or they'll beat Buffalo. I think we've seen them come out and play different type of games. Like, I don't think for me right now they have proven where I can look at them and say, all right, man, they got Baltimore, Kansas City, they got Buffalo, they got their in-division games, which you know as well as anybody, those games can get weird. And anybody who watches this, you know, Will Levis walked in here and beat you, but Josh Allen couldn't. Like, yeah, these things get weird. Division games get weird. And then you got teams like San Francisco to walk out there and just say, like, I mean, I know you don't want to hear it. Like, they're the Chiefs or something. Like, you know what the hell, like, the hell you're getting to.
Yep.
Right? They're not a team where you're just like, hey, man, I know I can kind of put down exactly what I'm going to get. Right, and I think they're building towards that, but they haven't shown.
Well, to me, again, this is a schedule day conversation. Is like that's what this season's all about. I think this season is loaded with teams that you should separate yourself from. Right, I mean you're going to play the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens. I'll even throw the Rams in there. Are you on the same playing field as those teams? Can you separate yourself from the 49ers that were down last year? Can you separate yourself from the Denver Broncos that are emerging and coming with Bo Nix and Sean Payton and a really good defense? Can you separate yourself from those middle-of-the-pack teams that are coming and really establish yourself as a top team? Or do you just kind of fiddle fart around and you end up right in the middle of the pack with those teams when it's said and done? Obviously, yeah. I think you're going to win the division, but just being better than the three teams in this division doesn't get you far in the NFL.
And again, like the major questions, especially with the offensive line and, you know, the person running the show there, if those things are held, not even great, solid, or at least if we had a more handle to know exactly what you were getting there, then yeah, I you could be a little bit more aggressive with the schedule because the schedule actually sets up pretty well.
Yeah,
the way it looks, it's just I just don't think the Texans have done enough to just say, bam, man, I know this is 11. This is 11 or 12. I know they're going to show up for the most part 17 weeks consistently. I just don't think they have done that yet. So. I mean, I'm not going to brush you down if you're going to go if you've got 12 wins or 13 wins. Maybe getting north of that, maybe I might say hold on now. But like if you've got 12, 11, 12, 13 wins, cool. I don't have to squint to run into that. But I think it is fair to say like for me at 10 wins, that's for what this team is right now walking into the season. That feels fair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.